Hey everyone, Madison Lane here and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, saying yes to everything, and somehow always ending up drained? You know that feeling when your mind feels full to the brim and you just need some space? That's exactly what we're diving into today, creating healthy boundaries for mental well-being. Because let's be real, life can be a whirlwind, right? We are bombarded with demands from all directions, work, family, friends, even social media. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and lose sight of our own needs. But here's the thing. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your limits, protecting your energy, and making space for what truly matters. So, what are some key takeaways that can help you build those mental guardrails? First off, know your worth. Seriously. You deserve to be treated with respect, both by yourself and by others. When you value yourself, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with your values or drain your energy. Think of it like this. If someone keeps asking you for favors but never reciprocates, wouldn't you want to set a boundary? It's the same principle protecting your time and emotional well-being. Second, communication is key. Don't expect people to read your mind. Clearly and calmly communicate your needs and expectations. Whether it's letting a friend know you need some downtime or setting limits with colleagues, being direct and honest will save you from resentment down the road. Remember, assertive communication isn't aggressive. It's simply expressing yourself authentically and respectfully. Third, learn to say no without guilt. This one can be tough, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. You don't have to explain yourself or apologize for prioritizing your well-being. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit right now is often all you need. Remember, saying no frees up time and energy for the things that truly matter to you. Fourth, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about consciously making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate, carve out space for yourself every day. Because when you prioritize self-care, you show up as your best self in all areas of life. And finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time and effort to establish healthy patterns, and it's okay to adjust them as needed. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Let me tell your story. Imagine this. You're hosting a dinner party. It starts off great, everyone's laughing and having fun, but then the doorbell rings again and again, bringing unexpected guests who weren't on the guest list. Suddenly, your kitchen is overflowing, conversations are chaotic, and you feel overwhelmed. That's what it can be like when we don't set boundaries in our lives, constantly accommodating everyone else's needs while neglecting our own. By setting clear limits beforehand, like deciding on a specific number of guests or having designated me time before the party starts, you can ensure that your gathering remains enjoyable for everyone, including yourself. So remember these 5 key takeaways. Know your worth, communicate clearly, say no without guilt, prioritize self-care, and embrace the ongoing journey of setting boundaries. The power to create a fulfilling and balanced life lies within your grasp. It's about making conscious choices that protect your mental well-being and allow you to thrive. So go out there, set those boundaries, and remember you deserve it. Make sure to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from hearing these powerful words. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit us up on social media. We love connecting with you and creating a supportive community here at Build Your Stoic Core. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.